From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. In the run-up to the race for Florida governor, both Rick Scott and Charlie Crist have released details about their finances. And as WLRN reporter Gina Jordan tells us, the frontrunners in what is expected to be a very close election are goading each other to be more transparent.
Governor Rick Scott's net worth is well over $100 million. The businessman and former healthcare executive does not accept a salary as governor. Scott keeps his assets in a blind trust where an executor manages them.
I think it's the right thing to do. If you're a governor, you ought to put your assets in blind trust so you don't have a conflict. But we also released our tax returns. Charlie Crist needs to take our lead. He needs to release his tax returns of he and his wife. We'll find out if he believes in transparency or not.
The records of former Republican Governor Charlie Crist show he's worth more than $1 million. Crist is a lawyer and consultant who recently wrote a book about leaving the Republican Party. Now he's a Democrat. A spokesman for the Crist campaign says many more financial records will be revealed. But the Republican Party of Florida isn't waiting. The group created charliestaxreturns.com. The site is counting the days and even the seconds until Crist releases his returns. Crist is using every opportunity to talk about Scott's lack of transparency in a legal case involving Medicare fraud.
During the course of depositions, Rick Scott pled the Fifth Amendment over 70 times. Who does that? Rick Scott did that. I've never pled the Fifth in my life.
Crist has said he would continue to call Scott out on this issue. Scott's former healthcare company eventually paid a $1.7 billion fine to the federal government. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
In related news, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Nan Rich might not have the campaign funds or name recognition of primary rival Charlie Crist, but she does have a road trip strategy. Over the past 2 years, she's crisscrossed Florida to hold more than 325 campaign events. Rich represented South Florida in the State House and Senate before going after the governor's seat. Miami Herald reporter Kathleen McCrory joined Rich on part of the road trip and found that the gubernatorial hopeful has some serious groupies.
Nan Rich has this kind of coalition of supporters who call themselves Nan fans, and they are very devoted to Nan Rich. I met one retired electrician from the Crescent City area who actually has a 32-foot camper that he has decorated, so it says Nan Rich for governor, and he is driving it around the state and following Nan Rich on some of her campaign events.
McCrory says Rich hopes the grand tour will help get her name and message out to the rest of the state, particularly the Panhandle, where Democrats have a tougher time getting votes. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.